Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
PA on the mic, the legendary Paul Allen, the great voice of the Vikings, joins us on the Mahogany to talk about the Vikings' big game with the Saints on Sunday. PA, how you doing, buddy?
Scotty Farrell on the biatch on a Friday night. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Happy New Year, brother. I hope you're doing great.
Happy New Year, man. This weekend's going to be tough. You know, I understand the visitors are the biggest underdog on the board, and I understand why. We're down a couple of corners, which is disadvantageous. But, man, I don't know whether it's locally, you know, just being in this fishbowl here, or nationally, there are just so many different things about this Vikings team compared to two Mondays ago when on national TV they didn't look great against Green Bay. So chip chair and a chance, buddy.
I got to tell you, one thing that is bizarre to me is what is going on with, like, and I mean, let's just face facts. ESPN trying to get Mike Zimmer to be the Cowboys coach. What was with that whole nonsense? Because now, haven't they acknowledged today or something, Wolf, that the, you know, Spielman and Zimmer aren't going anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of year, man, you know, and when you're at the facility and you're with the head coach and you're just around these people the way I am, you know, man, it's a playoff week, you know. For me, I've called Vikings games for 18 years, man, and we've had some very, very big moments, but we weren't in the playoffs last year. And when you get into a spot like this, you just become so hypercritically focused on what's coming up next and getting ready for that honestly, man, a lot of it's elevator music. So, you know, I leave practice today and I leave the facility and then I see that statement and, you know, the Will family, Ziggy and Mark, the owners of the team, they're very fond of Mike and they're very fond of Rick. But, I mean, it is facts that those guys technically are heading into the final years of their deal. So I got no idea what happens, man. You know, I hope this team beats the Saints. I hope Zimmer and Spielman stick around for a long time because I like them both.
You know, they win a lot of games, the Vikings. What are they, three 10-win seasons or something? And they are a winner, there's no doubt about it. But what kind of nerves do you get when it comes to watching this guy, Kirk Cousins, in a big game? And I'm sure I'm not the only person that's asked you that. In big games, people think he doesn't get it done.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was a month and change ago, Scotty, something like that. You know, we heard all that into a Sunday night football game at Dallas, and he was fantastic. So then, you know, then we have, granted, it's a prime time stigma with him, statistically speaking. Now, you can take every single prime time game he ever had with the Washington Redskins, and I couldn't care less.
Right.
This is by far the best team for which he's ever played. So then, you know, we got a nationally televised game against Washington. Okay, it's a Thursday. The Vikings win it. Washington's bad. We get it. You know, but then he has that nationally televised game a couple of Mondays ago against Green Bay. We're in that game, man, without Dalvin Cook, without Alexander Mattison. We lose the heart and soul of our run defense, Eric Kendricks, in the second quarter. They start running all over us. So that was kind of a bastard game, man. I mean, I'm not making excuses for losing twice to Green Bay, but I'm telling you that Vikings-Green Bay are markedly closer to 50-50 than what people saw a couple of Mondays ago. And I think they're overvaluing what they saw in that game with this point spread and with local and national opinions. And Cousins, man, Cousins has been fantastic this year, and I think he's going to be dynamite on Sunday.
Yeah, Paul Allen, the legendary voice of the Vikings, on the bench. So I got to tell you, I think that number's crazy against a team that scores as much as they do, and frankly, that has a quarterback that throws touchdowns like that, that moves the ball like that, and is Cook good enough to give him something? Because if he is, I got a hard time believing they can't be in this football game. I think everybody just thinks the Saints are automatic. I got people already posterizing them for Miami. I got a lot of work to do. If they win, they got to go to Green Bay. You win, you go to San Francisco. People act like this is some kind of walk through the, you know, tiptoe through the tulips. I'm not buying any of that.
Well, I mean, there are significant things with us, Scotty, legitimately speaking, man. I mean, we've known each other since I called races at Bay Meadows and Golden Gate Fields in San Francisco,
that's
and you
right.
worked at KMBR.
That's right.
So I shoot straight with you, man. I mean, this is not homer talk. Having Dalvin Cook back is not only massive because he can run and he can catch, but now you can't tee off on these receivers and these tight ends, and you can't blitz the way teams have without Dalvin playing in games. I mean, without Dalvin, man, nobody respected our running game a lick, and I understand why. So when you have Dalvin, watch the play action this weekend, man. Watch the screen game. Watch the bootlegs. Watch how everything opens up because Dalvin is that good. Secondly, people have forgotten locally and nationally that wide receiver Adam Thielen is a badass, man. He is one of the best receivers in the NFL. October 20th, we're at Ford Field. He catches a 25-yard touchdown, slides into the wall, messes up his leg. So that's the last touchdown he's had, and he missed seven games. So people seem to forget that Adam, when healthy like he is now, is not just good, he's a badass, and he's had phenomenal games against New Orleans. Now you got Diggs on the other side. And finally, under the radar, because I know you're an under the radar on the bench guy, is we got this defensive tackle named Ifeadi Odenigbo, and nobody's heard of him, and quite honestly, most of the NFL country couldn't care less about him. He has seven sacks.
Yeah, he's a badass.
And he had a defensive touchdown in the Chargers game, and he had one called back in the Bears game. He is so good right now that underrated players like that change games like this, man. And, you know, when you get guys like Odenigbo and then Thielen doing his thing, it's, I'm telling you, man, the Vikings are underrated in this game.
So Kendricks is a freak. Hunter has been a pimp. Johnson as well has given him a lot on that, defensive side. There's a lot of guys that have made that defense impressive. They got a lot of guys stacking up stats. I mean, this guy Hunter is absolutely having a career freakout season.
Big key for us, Scotty, with that defense is we are down the first nickel, Mackenzie Alexander, third corner. And we're down first-round pick from a couple of years ago, Mike Hughes.
Right.
And Mike was just getting good, all right? Now, that's a complete buzzkill. There's no way around it. But it's really good having a defensive genius like Mike Zimmer when you got a change on the fly like this. And Zimmer is going to find a way around this, because he always does. Now, on the other side of it, you know, Sean Payton, man, I mean, you know, Vikings fans hate Sean Payton and the Saints because of that bounty gate BS in 09. So then, 2017, they come to our spot, and Payton thinks he's going to win by a mile. He's mocking the skull chant, and then we put a miracle on him, and that's it. They got to go home after the Minneapolis miracle. So the fans are super negative on Sean. Now, I don't know Sean. Zimmer and Sean Payton are really good friends. So I've heard nothing but good things about Sean from a friendship standpoint. I'm going to tell you this right now. When he puts offense together, it's like he has a freaking lab coat on in a dark room mixing concoctions. I mean, his stuff is fresh. And the way he uses Taysom Hill and the way he's going to use Kamara this weekend and the way he mixes in former Viking Latavius Murray. My God, with Jared Cook, are you kidding me? I mean, 9 TDs, we get that. 16.5 yards per reception, number one for tight ends in the NFL. That's phenomenal work at this stage of Jared's career. So Payton is elite. Zimmer is elite at defense. This is mental warfare.
Paul Allen, hey, so who's going to fill the void for Alexander and Hughes?
It's a great question, bud, because I had my 9 noon radio show on KFAN. I remember when Scotty the Man used to be on the Fan.
That's right.
When Haymakers.
Shake it out.
So I wasn't at practice today, so I'm not exactly up to speed on it. And quite honestly, given if it's a playoff game, even if I was completely up to speed on it, I probably wouldn't share. But all I have to say is, in Zimmer, we trust.
So I'm thinking, what, Holton Hill and maybe gets more burn or something like that? I mean, Trey Waynes?
Holton's played the majority of Holton's career, man. He's played outside. Now, with Holton, he's an undrafted guy from Texas, missed 8 games this year because of an off-the-field L. But when Holton, he had the first start of his career last year against New Orleans, and he played phenomenal football. Now, we lost the game. Cousins threw a pick six to P.J. Williams. It was a complete buzzkill. How about this? In that game, granted we lose, Zimmer's defense held Drew Brees to 120 passing yards. That's his lowest number in like 196 games since New Year's Eve 2006. So I ain't guaranteeing that that's going to happen Sunday, but Zimmer has done, in underrated fashion, good work against guys like Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers.
So does Kyle Rudolph have a game to remember? Could he be the key to this game late, a little pop pass to him, over the middle to win the game or something like that?
I hope so, but the guy behind him, the second-round rookie from Alabama, one of the most, his name's Irv Smith Jr. He's one of the most athletic tight ends in the NFL.
He's been good.
He's the youngest player in the NFL, and it took him a while to figure, the whole playbook and like where to line up and depth of route and just all that technical stuff. It just took him a while. Now, Irv has a couple of TDs. Irv is a New Orleans native, and he's going to have a lot of friends and family there. And if they sleep on Irv, then those friends and family members are going to be saying, who dat, we dat.
I think his family should have to buy you dinner, actually.
Yeah. If they're listening to CBS Sports Radio right now, man, I better get comped.
Hey, we're on there. We're on in New Orleans. We're on everywhere. Hey, PA, I love you. You're awesome. Have a great game. I can't wait to listen to you call the game. You're fantastic. It's always great catching up, brother. The best in the new year to you and your family, and good luck to the Vikings on Sunday. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Hey, man. Bless you, Scotty. Talk to you soon.
All right. The legendary Paul Allen, PA, on the mic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.